Christian Watson finished last season as a top 16 receiver on a per game basis, and he saw 5.5 targets a game. Hold those two numbers next to each other, and you can see the trap in his price. The Muff 2026 preview on a rate that doesn't hold. The 2025 season on the surface was a strong return. In 10 games back from a torn ACL, Watson caught 35 passes for 611 yards and 6 touchdowns, 13.2 a game, a WR 16 per game rate. He led the team in yards per catch, 17.5 a grab, a pure field stretcher. The signature was a 2-touchdown day against Chicago in week 14. On a points per game basis, it looked like a breakout, but the arc tells you what it really was. Watson's per game line has bounced his whole career, 11-7, 11-3, 7-5, 13-2, because he's a boom-bust deep threat who has never topped 41 catches in a season. The big play ceiling is real. The week-to-week floor never has been.
Here's why the price is the problem. That WR16 rate sits on two things our patterns say don't last. First, the volume. 5.5 targets a game is a part-time workload. You don't sustain a top 16 finish on it, and targets are the stickiest thing a receiver has. Second, the touchdowns. His touchdown share at 27% is top quartile, squarely in the zone our fade rule docks by nearly 2 points a game. Strip the touchdown variance off a 5-target receiver and you have a boom-bust flex, not a WR27. The rate is a mirage built on scoring and explosives, not on a roll.
Muffed!
The situation, per the reports, cuts both ways. Green Bay just signed Watson to a 4-year, $110 million extension, a real vote of confidence, and a full healthy season further removed from the ACL could lift his snaps. But the Packers receiver room is famously a committee with the targets spread across a deep group, and money doesn't manufacture volume in that offense.
The price, pick 54.5, the 27th receiver. Verdict, lean, overpriced. The per game rate that makes him look like a value is the least sustainable thing about him. 5 targets a game and a touchdown rate that regresses in an offense that won't concentrate the ball. The counter, fairly, the big play talent is genuine. A healthy season could mean more volume, and the new contract says Green Bay's committed, so the boom weeks are real. But you're paying a starter's price for a profile that projects to a streaky flex. September watch the target volume. Does it climb past 6 or 7 a game, the only thing that would justify the rate? And the touchdown share, where 27% comes down your guys every week, next preview's queued.